white light. Tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hope. I know you're weary, just leave it all behind. If you see it shine, I won't grab a hold of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see it shine. Everything you need, for sure. Yeah, I'm the hope. I know you're scared, just follow my lead. If you see it shine, I'm the one who grab a hold of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see it shine.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Well, that song is called Shine. It is by my friends. The band is called Cool Water. They were in the studio probably a couple years ago playing that live. And I'm highlighting musicians each week that I adore and love, and invite you guys to go to their website, coolwaters.com, Cool Water, and check out what they have coming up. Maybe online, or check out their album and purchase it for the holiday season. That's Brooke Pennock and Wendy McDowell. Beautiful, lovely ladies that I've booked for many, many shows, and I miss them. So that song is called Shine. I will play that song at the end of the show. And today joining me are two amazing human beings. I guess they're essential workers, that's for darn sure. And they're children's authors, and I just am so blessed to have met them and have them on my show. And as some of you know, I wrote a children's book, and now I'm doing children's authors. And I forgot that I actually wrote my own book. But it's a coloring book, and it brings up the topic of death and passing over, and how my grandmother lost her baby, and in a dream an angel came to her and presented the baby, and in her thoughts told her that her baby was in heaven, in light. And that's what we think of now. I think that we're all light beings and we live forever. That's my take on this. And I wrote the book, and at the back of the book it says, perhaps they are not really stars in the sky. Perhaps they are openings in the heavens where our loved ones shine down to let us know they are happy. So when I look up and I see stars, I just think about the people I love who have crossed over. And I know they can come through in dreams and metaphors. And joining me this morning is Maggie Grinnell. Good morning, Maggie.
Morning.
Morning. Well, you actually wrote a book about a topic, yes, that a lot of people don't want to talk about. Tell the listeners about your book.
Yes, it's about a little girl, and she loses her dad in a plane crash on her birthday. And she doesn't have anyone to express her grief to, so she decides to stop speaking. She encounters this pink caterpillar in the backyard where she's having an imaginary picnic with her dad. And the caterpillar allows her to speak and say her emotions. But I'm not going to give away the rest of the book. But something happens with the caterpillar that changes her and opens her up more. And so she can finally tell her mom that she loves her. Mm-hmm. This came from my dad dying. I stopped writing when he died. So it was 2 years before I got the inspiration to write again, because he taught me how to write. And I just didn't want to write anymore. And I thought, what happens if a little girl experienced this, and how would she grieve if she had no one to tell? So that's my inspiration behind the book.
So do you feel like that little girl was you? You know how you write from your
heart? Yes, in fact, if you look at the cover of the book, her hair was what my hair looked like back then, and her feet kind of turned in, and I was pigeon-toed at that age. And I didn't tell the illustrator to draw that. Mm-hmm. They just drew it, how I described the girl. So
it's like, and we were talking about writing and how you and I are like children anyways. And it's writing is therapy for us. And it's, I love the story because we won't talk about the ending, but I do believe, in metaphors. I believe that they can come through sometimes through music and winks. I call it winks from the universe, just to, on a bad day, maybe get through to you and help you keep going, you know, here on Earth. What's your take on, well, first of all, you work at an ER, in a hospital.
I do.
And you've been doing it the whole time?
I do, 14 years.
Wow.
And I worked part last night, so I'm hoping I look awake right now.
You do look a little awake. And I call it the trenches. I worked at the grocery store. And, you know, I in the midst of this, we got to see humans, real humans, not from a computer, but we were in the, I call it in the trenches. And I think that makes us, our the richness that we have being with human beings all day long. Is good storytelling. I mean, it's a good way to come up with some more writing too.
Oh, I have journals. I have journals. I've been there 14 years. So anytime we have something interesting, I write it down.
Can you tell me one of those stories? Or something because it's after Thanksgiving and I know it's really a good time to count our blessings and see what we have working for us. Is there anything shiny that happened?
There was one gentleman that came in and I did not know it, but he was actually dying and he was dying from face cancer. So part of his lip was taken off and we were trying to be very positive with him and we did everything we can to make him comfortable. He eventually did pass, but it was about a year later because we had to send him somewhere to get some care for the rest of his life, for the ending of his life. Mm-hmm. But we were trying to comfort him and his wife at that time. And I found out a year later from his wife that he passed.
And that's so, really what you're...
But he was, I've told, very comforted by us and how we treated him. So that makes me feel good.
Yeah. And then too, and that's what your book is. It's comforting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first I it is when someone brings up someone's crossed over, the first thing people think is it's too sad to talk about or it's not, we shouldn't talk about it. And now more than ever, I think we really need to bring it up and talk with our children that, you know, no one lives forever. In fact, some of my younger friends are passing away and not from a virus. You know, it's all around us and it is part of life. Death is part of life, you know. That's why we have our hospice workers to help people, you know, transition to the other side. But your book is, it's so sweet. It's so to the point and it goes there, you know, where some people just don't want to.
In fact, when I was writing the book, I was told by, I would say non-writers, because writers, they just really want to get the message out. And I was told by my non-writing friends, this is never, ever going to make a difference. Because nobody wants to read a book about a child that's grieving. And so when I went to a school classroom and spoke to kids about grieving, I think they were third graders at that time. And I asked them to raise their hands if they knew anyone that passed, and everybody raised their hand. And I said, let's talk about it. And it was very interesting to hear all their comments.
Wow. And I was... Basically, I wrote the book because Spirit told me to. My grandma had passed and she had 12 children. So I wanted to tell the story before someone else in the family passed away. And I did it, but then I started telling the story to children. And then they weren't afraid of death anymore. Like, I used to be afraid to close my eyes at night. I mean, I was so afraid of dying. And then my son went through a stage at 13 and he was afraid all of us were going to die, you know? And so we started just talking about it, what we think. And then it was just so sweet to dedicate the storybook to three young ladies who'd lost their grandparents. And now they're over 24, whatever, you know, they're older and everything. But just to start bringing that conversation. And then I had a conversation at my house with a group of people who had lost a relative or so. And then one of the people that were just brought the kids by and dropped them off, he started telling his story and he started crying and it was just so lovely to have a conversation. He never had talked about his mom crossing over. So in a group of kids, It was really touching. So I thank you for writing this book. Oh, and tell the name. What's the name of the book?
Isabella and Penelope.
And how can they get the book?
They can go on Amazon.com, or they can actually go to my website, which is www.maggiegrinnell.com, and I can personalize the book for them.
Yay. And then we were talking about writing. So how do you get your inspiration, and why do you write children's books?
It just came to me because I used to write suspense stories. I wanted to be the next Mary Higgins Clark. I love not knowing what's coming around the corner and just being surprised. And then I start to just one day pick up an old story that I wrote. And I'm like, what if it was a child's point of view? And then that's when I started to write children's stories. And it's the inner child in me. And right now I'm writing like a Nancy Drew book. And I love the mystery of the world and just to see what's out there. And I'm inspired by my dreams that I have and just everything around me. And I just pick it up and write it down.
I love that. So you'll have a dream and then it'll give you a story?
Mm-hmm.
And then you write it down.
Yeah. As strange as the dream will be, I will still write it down.
And how many stories do you think you have inside you right now?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
And with the process, how do you find the right illustrator? How do you go about doing that?
For my three books that I have out right now, each one has a different illustrator because I was going through two different publishers at that time. One was owned by a man and a woman when they were married, so they got divorced and sold the company. So I had to go to another publisher. I think I just have them draw what my vision would be and then see what that looks like and see if they get my vision of what I want the book to look like. And then I decide if I want that illustrator.
And when's the first time you wrote a book?
Wow. I think I was probably back in college, and that was the second year of college, and I put it away for 10 years.
Wow.
Because I didn't think it was any good. And then I just pulled it out one day and I wrote it. It was my first book that was published.
Isn't that funny? Because I
started... And I just rewrote it and I thought, here we go. And
you changed enough where you had more confidence. Is that how it? Because I was afraid too. I still am afraid.
Yes.
I wrote some songs and then you don't want other people to hear it. And so 10 years goes by, mm-hmm. and then you bring the book out. Now it's easy, mm-hmm. right? Is it easier now to just keep writing and not caring what people think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My ideas are when I say I have this story and this is what this is about, and they're like, no one's going to read that. No one's going to read it. And I'm like, I'm still going to write it. I'm still going to write it and just, yeah.
Naysayers. Boo. But you know,
I don't listen to them anymore. I used to in the past. I used to just keep the writing for myself. And then I thought, let me just show it to someone, see what they think. And they liked it. And I said, okay, I'm just going to keep on going. And my mom is just astonished by my imagination and wishes I wouldn't have as many dreams.
Yeah.
Because of all the stories I come up with.
Well, so. And I work with the chakras, and the higher chakras are your inspiration, imagination, and creativity. And so mm-hmm. I can see that's what you have going on. And then we have to physically put it on paper, you know, type it up, give it to mm-hmm. a publicist and do all that stuff. But it's like your baby. You're birthing your ideas all the time. And
that's
the chakras. So and
yes.
I was I went on your Facebook page and I noticed that you and I had the same taste in music. You probably had big hair at one time. Sunset Strip. But
oh yeah. Now those are stories.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we weren't sitting at home not participating in life. So we do have a lot of things to talk about and things to say.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Sunset Strip and Motley Crue. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what band it was. One of those. But yeah, when we were talking about your mom and how do we get through these days and the holidays and how can we help our family? And you were talking about Hallmark movies. And I just thought, what a good memory for me, because I haven't had television for eight, nine years. But yeah, good movies with good messages, just like your book.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you've been doing with your mom.
Yes, yes, because she hasn't been out of the house since March. She turned 90 in July, and she is one that's very spirited. She'll have a glass of red wine at dinner, and she knits baby blankets for kids that live in shelters. So she will knit blankets for them at 90. She still is going. And she loves Christmas. So we decorate the house completely as Christmas, and my sister doesn't like it, so she'll run out of the room. But we'll sit there and we'll have some hot cocoa and watch Hallmark Christmas movies. And that is just something that ties her and I together.
And that's beautiful. And because you do have a demanding job, you are in the trenches, you are essential, and we need you. When you get home, it's important that you keep writing. It's important that you do something creative and lift your spirits, because you have to be refueled.
Yes. Yes, I try. I try to do that. And but I think I try to do it after work, but now I try to do it on my days off, which is better because I can have a clear head.
Yeah, with what's going on.
I have to have that. I have to forget about work and just put my head in that zone.
Mm-hmm. And I always say that the gift is the present moment. So that's really healthy that you're taking that time to write, to let work go, knowing that there's nothing you can do about it while you're at your house trying to refuel anyways. And I just think writing is such a good way to keep our upper chakras, which is that inspiration, creativity, imagination. So we need to continue writing for ourselves as much as the books come out and they're lovely. It's just right now to keep that part of yourself, lifting your spirits is what I call it, you know, is really important. So I'm so blessed that we had that chat the other day, and I think that's what I'm loving right now is the fact I am doing my show again. I get to pre-interview people I don't know, and I get to ask questions and get to know people on a level that, I think that's why I love doing the show. I get to meet new people. And right now I'm asking everyone to either call someone they haven't talked to in years, or, you know, go on Facebook, and if somebody's doing something amazing, ask if they want to have a conversation. You know, I'm just starting to do Zoom, so I've asked all my friends to come out that I haven't seen for years to just spend an hour with me. And it is really important that we keep reaching out, communicating, and talking with one another, so that isolation can really, you know, we know that for our seniors, they really do need that visit. The art of visiting is what I'm calling it. So I love the fact that you spend time with your mom doing something, you know, of quality.
I do too.
It's beautiful. And I used to be the Grinch. I can't, with the big open heart chakra, every year I would dress as the Grinch. And it was at the end of the movie where his heart grows three sizes too big. And I'd run through the streets with kisses and hugs, candy. And I would have so much fun having older people, you know, hug me and little kids not be afraid of me. But yeah, just be more childlike. And that's what I can see inside you, is that you have that, that shine that, again, like the song, it's so amazing. And it makes me happy to think that when people walk into ER, you're there to greet them. I'm thanking you.
Oh, thank you.
And if I can help you keep your spirits high, anytime you need to have a chat, you call me.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Cool. And then we could go to a heavy metal concert when this is all over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and in the process of writing a book, where do you get to the point where you know it's finished and it's ready to go? How do you know?
When I no longer rewrite the ending.
Okay.
In fact, when I first start my book, I think of the beginning and the end. And if I can stick to that ending after a rewrite and it still stays with me, then I know it's done.
Wow, because I've been writing songs. And so that's, yeah, I always get the intro and then I want it to tell a story, just like we do a little kid's book. But yeah, sometimes when I'm done, I'm thinking, oh, I could have done it differently. But the process is so good for our minds. It's so good for our brains. But yeah, I like the fact that you have dreams. So it comes through from maybe a higher place, even inspired.
Could be. Yep.
So it's the process. And so again, I encourage parents to read to their children and be engaged and tell the stories and have the conversation, you know, after the book. And I did read our next authors. He gave me a book. I love it because I keep reading these books to my grandkids and getting feedback from a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old. So aww. I'm like, I really wanted to have them on the show with me today and join in because of, you know, the stories. But of course, they can't come in. So one of these days, you know, I'm going to have my kids, my grandkids, actually be a testimonial for the books. That's what aww. I'm hoping. One's Emma's 4 and Ethan's 10. And I think it would be so much fun. But yeah, I just really loved the book. But you have a lot of books. Name a few more books.
I do. I have actually 2 more books. And then I have 2 books of poetry as well.
And the names of them?
The first book is The Ketchup Bottle and the Takeover.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ketchup bottle with an ego and doesn't care who's in the refrigerator. He wants it all to himself. And then he goes missing when there's a family picnic. So he realizes what's important. Oh. That's the first book. And the second book was Isabel and Penelope. Mm-hmm. And the third book is David and Rusty's Pirate Adventure. And it's about a boy and his only friend who is a pirate teddy bear. And they crawl through this secret door through a closet and they arrive on a pirate ship. And one of them comes home. The other one doesn't. You just don't know who it is.
And what I like about that book is it came from a childhood memory. And you, again, I think the books, like your dad passing too, like the books are you know, maybe a certain part in your life. So I had Anthony Mann yeah. on and his book, after we started talking, I said, you know, that's you. You're talking about yourself in the book. And he's like, you're right. That is me. And he's trying to find a spirituality. And so the serpent kind of represents that and his journey. So I love the fact that your pirate book kind of came from when you got punished a little bit and you had to go to this room and then your imagination took over and mm-hmm. And that's how I got through life. It was sitting in my room. I got in trouble a lot. And then I basically would have my imagination to keep me, you know, occupied. So that's how we keep those chakras tuned up. So, you know, if something mm-hmm. Isn't really working out for us and we focus on that, it doesn't get us anywhere. So we're going to have to lift our spirits and think of, you know, creativity right. and imagination and the things that will get us through. But one more time, give the listeners, how could they get your books?
They can go on Amazon.com under Maggie Grinnell, which is last name is Grinnell. Or they can go to my website and I can personalize each book. It's www.maggiegrinnell.com.
And always go there first. And do you have a Facebook page?
I do. And it's also under Maggie Grinnell.
And that's my favorite thing to do is I just like people's pages and then they come through and then I only like good stuff. I never click on the bad stuff. And that's when I kind of feel like it's cleaning out my closet because I only mm-hmm. have things that lift my spirits and it reminds me too of people. And Facebook can be used for very good things and it's to connect us mm-hmm. and meet people we've probably never would have seen in our grocery stores or in our neighborhood. So I feel pretty yeah. blessed right now. And I just want to thank you for being on the show. And
thank you.
And hopefully we stay connected and we can do a art of visiting again.
Yeah, of course.
Yay. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you feeling blocked? Are you frustrated or confused? If so, take some time to stop and step off the treadmill so you can receive the guidance and the support you need to take your life in a new direction. A client of mine called me a personal trainer for the body, the mind, and the spirit, and she added, Dina Marie does not heal you, she gives you the tools you need to heal yourself. If you are ready for a change, I'm here for you. In person or phone sessions are available by appointment.
Visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today.
Need a day away? Indulge yourself in a sanctuary of rest at the Seaside Spa and Salon, located in historic waterfront Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island. Seaside Spa and Salon specializes in organic spa treatments. Their goal is to create a place for you to regain balance and to uplift your spirits. Check out their website for information on spa packages and gift certificates. Visit SeasideSpaAndSalon.com or like them on Facebook to plan your day away today.
Tired of pain relievers that do not work? At Resonant Botanicals, they believe in natural solutions, in relieving pain and anxiety. They make handcrafted hemp oil lotions and creams that relieve pain, calm the mind, relax the body, and induce a restful night's sleep naturally. Resonant Botanicals is a family-owned business with a passion for using the best plant-derived organic ingredients. You can buy with confidence with their 100% money-back guarantee. To see all that they have to offer, visit ResonantBotanicals.com today.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and that is Cool Water, and the song is Shine, and we'll end the show with that song. Hope it lifts your spirits. And joining me this morning is Markazak Mago, and he is, where are you at right now?
I'm in Germany right now, and the time is 7:30 p.m.
Okay. So basically, we are with the Zoom and all that, the technology we have, it's really nice that I can have people from across the world be on the show. And I can see your smiling face. You can't see mine because we're having some issues. But it's really nice. And the other day we did a FaceTime. Yes. And again, I'm going to talk about the art of visiting and how when I get off the phone or the FaceTime, all that, I just feel so good and so alive to be conversing with people, not through email or texting, but just to actually put a face and have a heart-to-heart conversation. Is that's the gift. If you want to give a gift this holiday, that's a good gift to give, don't you think?
Yes, I totally agree. You know, with this heart-to-heart conversation with, you know, deep, impactful meaning that, you know, would shape some of the listeners' views, that would be, you know, awesome.
Amazing. And you wrote the book, My Super Grandma, and so you know I love your book. So
thank you.
Let the listeners know what inspired you to write this book.
So I write My Super Grandma because I love my grandma. I'm a nurse. I'm working as a nurse. I previously worked in nursing home. So I worked with a lot of grandmas. And when I was vacationing back in Calgary, Canada, my Auntie Ida told me stories about my grandma, what she did back in the past. And she helped a lot of people. She was, you know, loved by so many people and truly lived her life to the fullest, you know? And yeah, I was just amazed by her, my mom, my grandma's story, and it gave me sense of purpose. Like I have to, you know, share that to the world, and yeah.
And it was kind of like my book. I didn't know how I was going to do the illustration, and I was volunteering at a visitor information center with seniors, and he was an artist. And so I asked him to do the angel pictures, and he did. And it was like you kind of had the same synchronicities, or that illustrator just came along, so you knew it was a good fit.
So my illustrator, I found her in Instagram because, you know, I have already my story, you know, and the next step is finding an illustrator. So just, you know, write or type in Instagram children illustrator, and then I found Arwa Salame. And when I found her work, it's just, you know, it captures the essence of my story. Her work is really fits to my vision of my book. So I contacted her, and then fortunately she's not busy at that moment, and I told my ideas of my story, and then she fell in love with my story, and then told her that this story of my grandma and to all the grandmas all over the world, and that's it.
And the beauty is I get to read it to my grandkids, and I keep forgetting I'm a grandma. So I'm that grandma, right, that I forgot, because they call me Dina, because they have an older grandma, is that, you know, a great grandma. So I'm like great. Dina. Now they're kind of call me Grandma Dina. But at first it was always like Dina. And then when I started it, I thought the first part of the book reminds me of my grandmother, because she was always feeding us. It didn't matter what time of day, she always wanted to give us food. So when I'm reading the book, I'm going through like some of my grandma stuff, either my grandmother, right, and my memories. But then as I get, you know, through it, I super grandma, then I start thinking about me being a grandma. And I was telling you how I quit giving gifts, and I just started, you know, years ago giving the gift of experiences. And so last year when Ethan turned 9 or whatever, he's like, well, where's my gift? And I said, you know, Ethan, I don't have television. There's certain things grandma doesn't do, right? But I give you the gift of experiences. And that one experience we just had was me taking him to the beach, showing him whales, him and his friend. We did hours of building logs, you know, forts and such. And then we went and had ice cream. And then they spent the night and played checkers and chess and Minecraft. And, you know, and that was, you know, him having a whole day with his friend and doing things he never did before. So that's, I feel that's the super grandma in me, is to teach him about us hanging out, like playing basketball. We just played basketball last week, or soccer. And I think that's just so much more important, like the visiting, right, with our grandma.
Exactly. And because, representation is really important. You know, they lead us by example and by promoting healthy values and good qualities, which play, you know, a crucial role for our development as a child. It strengthens their personality, you know, by influencing a decent role model. You know, grandmothers are helping young ones develop in a proper behavior, and also like grandmothers, they have flaws, but still they can teach children to grow, learn, and become a better version of themselves.
And then too, the older generation, they used to volunteer a lot, you know, and we're not doing that as much as we should anymore, is, you know, giving our time to something an hour a week. And I think that's what, you know, even your book, she helps people in need. But that's what I loved working with the Visitor Information Center, is the seniors still volunteer. They still, you know, felt part of their community. And the book is, you're how old? 30? How old are you?
Me?
Yes.
I'm 32 years old.
Yeah. And you're coming from a very wise perspective, you know, you're coming from an older person's perspective when I read the book. And I just, I really enjoyed it. The pictures are beautiful, obviously, but there's a few messages in the book that I like, and it feels like the book. I'm gonna read a few. It says, "Life is short. Sure. Live your dreams. Sure. Take risks. Enjoy the journey." Man, what a hit the book home for me.
Yeah. I've always practiced that kind of mantra. You know, I mean, it's easy to say, but it's hard to do. Because in reality, just want to say, for full disclosure, I'm not, you know, I didn't master everything I say, but I sincerely practicing, you know, to be a good example. I'm not trying to be a perfect example, but, you know, showing them that you really, you know, tried they say practice what you preach, right? Yeah. But yeah, it just stuck that kind of philosophy.
Well, and I won't give the book away, but it's one of the books that, again, like Anthony Mana's book or Maggie's book, adults can get so much out of it. That's what I'm finding when I'm reading these children's books, that it's the adults reading it that might be getting sometimes more than the children. That's what I'm feeling. Because deep down inside, we're all children. We have our inner children.
Yeah.
And we need to express that. That's through writing our books. But it's also a nice therapy, you know. I think also when you're done with a book or you've written a song and you literally see it, it's magical. It's like something tangible that got out of your head. You're not thinking about it anymore. It's actually there for everyone to see.
There is a wow factor in it. You know, it's just so fascinating to me, because even at a really young age, my dad telling us bedtime stories, I've always just been amazed of storytelling infused with real life events. You know, I was kind of immersed in Marvel comics, anime from a young age, but right about age 16, 17, I started to write my own fictional stories, but that's only my free time, not really, you know, passionate about it. But yeah, fast forward to, you know, college, I got really heavily into arts, music, photography. At a pretty young age, I started co-founded an organization called The Ink Society. So I found my pack over my community. I love the camaraderie of my organization. Sometimes we engage in deep philosophical discussion. So, there are people, you know, point me in the right direction. My auntie Sabine, who is living in Arizona, she doesn't have kids. She was the one who financially supported my education to become a nurse. And Carl, I call him CA, the founder of the Ink Society, is like my mentor, a brother to another mother. And he is facilitating the relief operation of our organization right now in the Philippines. My mom, yeah, my grandma, my aunts and uncles, and basically all the people I met in my workplace and in my travels. Even to this day, I always feel this thing like, wow, like amazing. I'm immensely grateful for it. And I want to thank Jonathan, my publicist. He gave me an opportunity to introduce me to amazing people just like you. I realized that create my book, if I didn't take this opportunity, it was going to be the most foolish thing ever.
I just love listening to you. You know, it's, again, yes, Jonathan has put together an amazing group of people. I get to meet all of you, and I bring you back in, watch you on Facebook. And I just learned about is it a nonprofit or what is this, the Ink?
It's a nonprofit. Like, I started my organization back in 2008 when I was a student.
And right now, as you're speaking, you have all the ingredients for success as a human being. The art and the music and working something bigger than yourself. Those are the things that bring more meaning. And when we're here thinking about Thanksgiving and all that, every day being grateful for what we have, right? But also setting our intentions to express yourself, to be in a community where you do good for other people. I mean, that's what the holidays are all about, is about being more human, I think. How about you?
Exactly. Totally agree with that. And that's how, that's the secret ingredients, actually, to write or create an art. Like, you write a song, so you observe your surroundings. And because of that experience, your creative ideas work just like magic. And then when you see the result, it's kind of like priceless. And it's a good feeling, you know, having making difference to people. And I think that's the ultimate goal.
And it was beautiful, because I try to get a half hour walk in, because it's really cold sometimes and rainy here. And then I clicked on your Facebook Messenger, and it was you singing a song with your friend?
Yeah, her name is Zeki. Yeah.
Oh, man. And what's the song?
Close to You.
The Carpenters.
The Carpenters.
Yeah, and so I'm walking down the road, and I love angels, and I love birds, and I'm listening to birds, and you're singing the song, and it was okay, it's as simple as you sending me something that would brighten my day, and me clicking on it, it's a perfect moment where the sky turned blue and I could get outside for a half hour and walk. And then I work at a place with three guys and they're just amazing. But we're all humming that song all day because I couldn't get it out of my head. And he's a singer. So he was singing and normally he doesn't because of what's going on. It's, you know, kind of weird. We can't sing and stuff. But you lifted not only my spirits, but the rest of the day, everybody else.
So, yeah. It's like what's the giving positive energies to whole different countries, or, you know, and it's amazing. The technology is really, you know, amazing right now. We should take advantage of it
and use it wisely for good things.
Yeah, exactly.
And my books, I have two books. One's Orr's Angel, which is the angel coming to my grandma, telling her baby's in starlight. And then I have another one's called Our Energy Matters. And that's what I teach, is like, you have those, like both you and Maggie, your upper chakras are intact. So you still have that creativity and you look up and you see possibilities and then you act on it and you physically do it. And, you know, like you said, what a missed opportunity if you hadn't written this book. You and I would not be talking.
Yeah, it's magical. Is. So because of this idea, you have to, you know, fight for it. Like, if ever since when I was a boy, like, I really want, I'm finding my purpose. Like, what's my purpose on this earth? Like, I have this vision, like, I want to make a difference. And writing this book, I hope, would, you know, shape the views of the children's, or, you know, adults reading my book, and that will be, you know, amazing.
It's like you're reminding us of things we may have forgotten. And I think too, the energy between the two of you, as people are ill and you are around people that aren't feeling good, and your energy, because it's expanded, it's bigger than, you know, if someone's depressed and watching television all the time and not volunteering, then that energy affects the hospital. So I can imagine both of you, you know, really making a difference in the work you do all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like working now in a pandemic situation, it's kind of like scary at the same time, but it's also very humbling. Like we are an essential worker and we have to stay positive because eventually we get used to it and life goes on regardless.
Mm-hmm. And you smiled when you said that. I can see that, you know, and it's being a trooper. And I did the grocery store April, May, June, July. Mm-hmm. And I think it saved my life because everyone's like, you're, you know, good for you because you're, you know, it's a really dangerous thing. I needed to talk to people. And at that point, nobody knew it was going to last this long or anything. But I spent a month by myself and I started going a little bit crazy because I forgot what days they were. And then I felt so sad that I actually pondered, you know, if I died, it's not a big deal. I've had a great life. Well, that's not me, you know. And just going to the grocery store and with a mask, even talking to little kids as they come through and you can't see their faces. It lifted my spirit. So, you know, and then of course I'm not doing that anymore and I'm back to doing the show and things did open up a little bit here and now we're back down to being closed. But it was nice to get out there and do some radio shows with some of the people on my beautiful island. So I think I have enough energy for the winter now, but yeah, that first, gosh, you know, and I really want people to focus on elderly people. If you know you can't visit them, please reach out to them with your voice over a phone call. That's what they need right now. And, you know, that's what this, I love too, that my grandmother, not only both of my grandmothers, they're passed away, but they were both my mentors. One taught me how to cook. One was a farmer, you know, they grew food. And it was those conversations when it was just her and I, as I got older, that still to this day, I'm them. I'm a piece of them because I spent time with older people that are so wise, right? They know more than we do.
Yeah, because they've all already experienced hard situation in life also. And through that situation, and it's just like they're like a walking Wikipedia, so to speak.
Very, very
because
good.
They're done experiencing our what we are experiencing right now, and they just, you know, sharing what, you know, what they have learned.
I'm gonna steal that walking Wikipedia. That is, you just you make that up, or just is that? But that's true. And Ethan, like, oh, I love it when he asks me questions. He's 10, right? And now four. She's four. And just when they start asking questions, and the holidays are different and new to me, again, because of them. So as we're with children, they ignite us. You know, we teach them. The more I spend time, today I'll be with them again. I have to be with my grandkids. I'm kind of a caretaker for them anyways because their father's gone. But it's really important to be the mentor to the grandchildren while the parents are struggling. They're so full-time teachers on top of everything else they do. So I just feel really blessed to be a grandmother. I really love your book, My Super Grandma, Markizak Mago. And from Germany, how do you celebrate Christmas? Is there snow there? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for the winter here. Like, first time I experienced snow here was back in 2016. So that's like, almost February. So it was winter season. So kind of like very excited seeing first time snow here.
And you have family in Canada.
Yeah, in Canada also. And yeah.
And that's the little girl that the book was.
Zaya, that's my niece, actually.
Yeah.
It's inspired by my niece. It's just kind of like stuck the name Zaya because I find it unique for a girl's name. So yeah.
And that's why you picked a little girl for the storybook. Yeah. And if you had advice for someone who had a book in them, what would you tell them? And they haven't done it yet.
Just have a goal and fight for your dreams. If you really want to write a book, find a way and just never give up. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to make a difference, then have this determination to, you know, write your stories, because you don't know that some people will love it.
Mm-hmm. Or they said, my friend said, everyone has a song in them. Everyone has a story. And all you have to do is sit down and you don't have to publish if you don't want to. But nowadays, it's not very difficult to do this. Before, when I started, I had to purchase 7,000 books and they stored in my house. And, you know, it was one of those things. It was a lot of work. Now it's easy. You know, I tell some of my clients, talk to text. You know, if you have a really great idea, just get it out of yourself, get it out, and then you can write it. And then I always say, just get it out. And I think just writing in itself is so therapeutic. Everyone should be writing just a little bit each week about something.
I totally agree with that.
And we should all be singing karaoke.
Next time.
Yeah, karaoke. Man, my kids, we've had so much fun. And I'm looking at my Facebook memories. 2 years ago, we were doing it every Saturday night for quite a while during the winter. And it really, I don't remember that winter being so hard, because we had something, we gathered and we sang. And now that we can't, I guess I'll try a Zoom karaoke.
Zoom karaoke. That would be a great idea.
Cool. Well, I'll invite you to one of those. But yay.
Sure.
So give people, how can they get your book?
So check out my book, My Super Grandma. It is available in selected Amazon worldwide. I'm on Facebook. So facebook.com/markizak.mago and Instagram, Zaki Zucchini.
I like that one.
What?
Why Zaki Zucchini?
Yeah, because when back in college, my you know, classmates are thinking about our name connecting with foods.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm, because my name is Markizak. So Markizak is like the combination of two names of my grandma and my grandpa. So grandma is Marshana, so they made Mark, and my grandpa is Isaac. So they just, you know, combine the two names and boom, Markizak.
Okay, so I was wondering about that. I'm glad you told us that. Well, also give some contact for your nonprofit, just the Facebook or?
Ah, okay. So the Ink Society. So it's in my Facebook page also. I am always, you know, very active on my social media. So yeah, I communicate with my readers. So get involved, get engaged, and I'll see you there.
Thank you so much. And I will keep you in mind for my online karaoke.
I'm looking forward to that, Dina.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, wake up each morning, look up, count your blessings, set your intentions for the day. Mine is, you know, stay in the present moment, spend time, quality time with friends and family. And I also ask for like little winks from the universe, little gifts and miracles that, you know, that they know we're here. And lately I've been getting so like a t-shirt or someone wants to buy me dinner. And it's just a funny little thing that I feel like when you pray and you look up that they're on your side. So, you know, keep doing that through these holidays. I also will be doing now, I did Reiki 1 on Zoom, and that was a lot of fun. I'm doing sessions on Zoom, and I've been doing some chakra readings with Zoom. So it's been really interesting for me, and it's so brand new, but I really enjoy seeing someone's smiling face like Mark right now. And I just invite everyone, if they want to reach out to me, it's dina@dina-marie.com. And again, I invite you back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
What a light. Tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hook. I know you're weary, just leave it all behind. If you see it shine, I won't grab a hold of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see it shine. Everything you need for sure. Yeah, I'm the hub. I know you're scared, just follow my lead. If you see it shine, I go on, grab a hold of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you see it shine.